the opportunity to say hi to Joe Sears, although I may be talking to him in the persona of Aunt Pearl. I'm not sure, because Aunt Pearl's got an event coming up for New Year's Eve. Good morning.
Well, this is Aunt Pearl, and I'm cold.
Well, it's a cold morning, Aunt Pearl.
Well, it is. Yeah. You know, I'm used to being down there in Tuna, where we just tell the weather, you cannot come in. You know, we treat them just like a bad Democrat.
Well,
no, you are not welcome here.
Yes, right. And we had that warm weather, 60s, the week of before Christmas, and then winter decided to arrive.
Yes, it did. You know, now, Corky, I'll tell you, Corky Davis was supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about the New Year's Eve.
Right.
We didn't know this cold weather was going to come in. People don't buy tickets in cold weather. They sit back and wait till it turns warm.
And by that time, New Year's Eve will be over.
Well, but we're going to offer a warm New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Well, you know, we're putting together, call it the Aunt Pearl old-fashioned New Year's Eve party with Corky Davis. This is our third venture with Corky.
Right. And Corky brings out a crowd. I think you're going to have a good time.
Yeah, Corky has a wonderful following. And then there's the people who just like to I tell you, Charlie, last year we did this up in Dewey. And they had the place so decorated for Christmas. I had done a New Year's Eve at the King Cole Room in New York years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, boy, this is just the ultimate New Year. You know, that beautiful room, the balloons, all the parts. Loretta Young was there that night.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got to see her live, pretty as ever. But this event last year reminded me of the King Cole Room. And I thought, you know, next year, I'm going to ask Corky to do a New Year's show because we'll have it all decorated for the winter, New Year's. And so we're ready. We got the balloons on the ceiling and Corky Davis booked. And this year we're doing a dinner theater with the show. We're offering a barbecue at 7 o'clock. And good food. And it's catered by that Ahava Cafe, Giz Robeson. She's one of the better caterers in town.
And a good supporter of the arts. So she's going to be, I hope, serving up some great food.
Well, she is. She makes very good brisket. You know, she's a Jewish cook. And they have a particular way of preparing brisket that's, you know, we brisket lovers. We like brisket. But the way the Jewish people prepare it for their ceremonies is very tender and very, very tender, and it's unlike regular brisket. It's the same flavor. It's just so ultimately tender. And Giz says, I want to do some of that brisket, for barbecue brisket. And I said, that's perfect for Corky.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fixings that go with barbecue. Now, barbecue is kind of a strange food on New Year's, but not for a Corky Davis crowd.
Cowboy swing and
that's
barbecue
right.
Go well together.
They do. And Corky, I said, Corky, what are you going to be doing? He says, well, I want to, he talks to me like I'm Aunt Pearl. I said, now, Aunt Pearl, he says, we want a really old-fashioned New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really what I'm into doing. You know, I growing up around here, I went to parties where it was lavish, but there was music and food and all kinds of laughter. And so that's what we want to do. We just want it to be an old-fashioned, sit at the table, listen to the good music. We're going to have a dance floor.
Okay.
I can't dance anymore. And I don't think Corky plays the Cotton Eye Joe, but
well, you never know. Now Corky knows a lot of music, and he plays with some very talented musicians. And I'll bet they could cobble one together for
you. He could do that. Yeah, Cowboy Up is right for the Cotton Eye Joe. They do the Cotton Eye Joe everywhere I go. It's just a fun dance, but I can't get my heels up that high anymore.
Well, I just said the gravity is I think higher than it was then. So
yeah, that's right. But I remember my New Year's Eve down in Austin. They were at the Broken Spoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Willie Nelson. I've been to so many fun New Year's, and it's all revolves around music and food.
two things that go well together anytime you want to do it.
They do, and so we put together a show, an evening of. Now, it's not a rowdy evening. This is not one, you know, I'm not going to tell the young people out there, oh, you need to come. This is not a young person's New Year's Eve. This is a...
Although you would have a good time.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we're Oklahoma. We know how to have a good time with music and food.
Yeah.
But this is really a laid-back evening for anyone that might want to miss the game. See, we're up against football, Charlie, and well, I don't know. That could be...
Well, I think that there's enough technology around the room that, you know, you could announce a score every 10 minutes and then play four more songs. You know?
Well, we do have a television. We have a TV out in the lobby, one of those big screens.
Yeah.
So you could just, and Aunt Pearl, I thought, well, I told Giz, I said, I'll just step in. I'm the MC for the evening.
Great.
You know, I'm in my purple dress. I tell you, you know,
well, that's a beautiful dress.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You know, someone the other day said, well, Joe, when are you going to get a new dress for Aunt Pearl? It's like, well, you know, first of all, you don't have any idea how much it costs to put a dress on a big man like me.
Well, you know, new clothes for recognizable characters like Aunt Pearl, new clothes are not important. And Minnie Pearl wore that same hat with the same tag for how many decades?
Yeah, that's right. And we always knew it was her.
Yeah.
And in show business, actors tend to, well, especially in a play, characters reoccur basically the same look so you could recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
Costumers rarely go away from that, especially if you don't have a costume change in the show. You get used to what that character looks like. Well, the same thing in real life. Minnie Pearl, you know, back years ago, Charlie, when we were in Nashville, the press agent, we were a huge hit in Nashville.
No doubt.
I met George Strait, Johnny Russell, Bill Monroe, Bill Anderson, Lulu, Pam Tillis, Clint Black, all the greats came to see us in Nashville. I had so much fun meeting those celebrities. But one of the most unique events was when they asked me to come and be on the Grand Ole Opry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what am I going to do on the Grand Ole Opry? And Bill Anderson says, well, he says, we just want you there as a guest. Well, I thought they were going to put me out in the audience with everybody else. Well, at the Grand Ole Opry, they put you up on stage with them. And I had forgotten as a child when you used to watch it, you always sit around the back on bales of hay. Well, that's what I did, and they introduced me from the stage.
Okay.
And so now I can tell everybody I've been on the Grand Ole Opry.
There you go.
It's on my resume now.
As well, it should be, along with all your White House performances and everything else. And now you're going to be downtown Dewey.
You know, as things are happening in Dewey, I love that little town. All my life I've loved Dewey. You know, I never lived there. But that Dewey Hotel, when I left Bartlesville in 1967, the Dewey Hotel had just been saved and they were going to start renovations. And here it is, 45 some years later. It's a kind of a landmark for the prairie around here. That thing was built in 1899. It's lasted all these years. It was the only semblance of any civility out on the prairie for many, many years. If something happened, Mrs. Bartles held it in her parlor, and Mr. Bartles held business. I found out years later that Mr. Joe Bartles, the son, continued on a tradition. His dad had been an infantryman from Kansas in the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in 1919, somewhere around after World War One, they had a reunion of Civil War veterans that he fought with in Dewey. And they came from everywhere. And Mr. Bartles put on a Wild West type show of what Oklahoma image would be. And it was just such a fun time, they decided to carry it on. And that started the Dewey Roundup.
Wow.
And Joe Bartles, the son, carried it on up into 1948, 1949. I had uncles that participated in that rodeo. But that little hotel and all its history is kind of a nucleus of our history around here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part of it, certainly, with Nellie Johnstone. And so I see things happening for Little Dewey. In Austin, you're surrounded by the little towns, the historical towns that people meander out to have lunch or to an event.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that happening to Dewey, and it's happening naturally. It's a quiet little town. They have the best Christmas parade around. Their Heritage Western days are fun.
Mm-hmm.
So Giz Robinson started an entertainment center there, and it has a theater. So people like me, you know, they jump at any chance to have a theater.
Right.
And she has a kitchen, she's a cook, and we're doing dinner theater. So I see things happening for Dewey in the entertainment scene. Bartlesville has always had a thriving scene going, but Little Dewey now is actually getting a chance to shine.
Well, we'll describe that dinner theater and how you can get tickets and spend an evening with Aunt Pearl when we continue in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 K1 and our Community Connection this morning. Spent a little bit of time with Aunt Pearl and, Joe Sears as well. Two for the price of one. And we're inviting you to spend New Year's Eve in Dewey at the Ahava Cafe and have a little bit of dinner theater in the process.
Right. It's called the Heritage Theater.
Right.
The Ahava Cafe makes those great new sandwiches. Now, that's the new rage up in Dewey.
It is.
Bartlesville has Samantha's and the Painted Horse. And Frank and Lola's, but Dewey has the Ahava Cafe. They're getting new restaurants up
there. Yes, they are.
So behind there is a theater, the Heritage Theater, and that's where we put these shows on. And this show is New Year's Eve. It starts at 7. Corky goes on at 8:30. It comes with champagne and balloons at midnight. Corky is playing a wonderful swing song. They have a dance floor, good food, barbecue. And Aunt Pearl, it's not an Aunt Pearl evening. I'm just the MC.
Okay.
You know, Corky, he likes to keep it music.
Yes,
you know?
He does, yeah.
He told me the first year, he said, now, Pearl, he says, now, you talked a little too long. Now, we had gone to the restroom, and we were ready to play again. So I learned to keep my intermissions to 15 minutes.
That's right.
And so, you know, with a Corky show, you got to stay on time. You know, he's a former policeman. He has a clock.
He has a clock, and he may have a ticket book, for all I know, in his rear pocket.
Well, they're $30.
Okay.
And that includes a wonderful barbecue meal, the music, champagne at midnight, comfortable seating, and plenty of parking. And you can buy tickets or reserve tickets by calling the area code 918-440-2393.
Okay.
440-2393. That's the Ahava Cafe. And you can say, I'd like a reservation for the New Year's Eve, and they'll take care of you.
Well, you mentioned something about dinner theater there, so there's going to be some kind of acting involved.
Well, you know, I left Theater Bartlesville this year so I could go to Dewey and do dinner theater. People are wanting to see it again.
Sure.
And here's a wonderful space, comfortable seating, a great kitchen, a good cook. And I'm doing dinner theater.
Well, dinner theater is a different experience for a lot of folks. You don't get the chance to do it very often, but it's an opportunity to have a good meal. And I don't know how you're planning on doing it frequently. They kind of serve a little bit of an appetizer course. You get to see the first act and then have something to eat and maybe come on with the second act.
Well, now, but around here, they don't do two-act plays in dinner theater. They do one-act plays, which suits them just fine.
Sure.
You get a one-act play less than an hour long. People love it. But, you know, years ago, Charlie, when I was a younger actor down in Texas and in New York, dinner theater was very popular. It still is. But you've got to have good food.
Yeah.
That's 75% of the evening. And people will put up with the show. But if the show is good, it's all the better.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make sure that we do really good shows. That's what I want to do. We're not obligated. I want to pick my shows because I know the food's good.
Yeah, I would say we've already established we're going to have good food.
That's right. Yeah. So Corky is a star player. He's one of the best bands in the area, the Corky Davis Swing Cowboy Band. And then in Valentine's Day, we have the Salty Seniors putting on a show up there called Some Enchanted Evening in Love. In March, we're doing Eddie Lee, which is one of my one acts. That's a cowboy one act play that was a big hit last year at Dinner Theater. We're doing it again. And then I'm going to open Greater Tuna this summer. I've never directed my own show of Greater Tuna. This is the first time I've ever done it. And everyone says, well, Joe, how come you don't be in it? Well, I can't be in it. I'm a union actor. I can't perform around here. I have to direct and write. So I'm perfectly happy doing that.
Okay.
I've had my golden days.
Although, isn't that kind of watching like the remake of a classic film somewhere along the line? you're kind of saying to the audience that Hitchcock didn't do it very well. We're going to see if we can do it better. You know?
Well, that's true. It is very similar. Good analogy. But, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, Earl and I were guests at the Supreme Court Theater up in Oklahoma City. They put on a production of A Tune of Christmas, and the justices wanted Earl and I to come and see it. And Charlie, it was hysterical. The two actors were from Stillwater, and they put on a very good show, but it was the lines. We laughed so hard at the lines. Mm-hmm. So if you get a couple of good, funny character actors, it's there. It's so much fun. We put a lot of effort into those funny lines. They're still there. We're one of the top produced shows in America. Mm-hmm. I think that's what attracted the politicians in Washington. So both performances at the White House were all based on laughter. Mm-hmm. So that all is still there. And I'm just going to I know how to direct my own show of Greater Tuna. After 32 years, I think I know where we move.
I think you have some idea.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can adapt it to nearly any space. Yeah.
You can't. It's a small show.
Yeah.
But I found two actors. I had to go to Tulsa to find them. It's hard to find professional actors here in Bartlesville because we're more community-oriented. Mm-hmm. In Tulsa and Oklahoma City, our professional actors used to bigger and longer rehearsals. Mm-hmm. And so I'm real pleased with who I've found. They're going to be great, you know. And nobody really cares where an actor's from as long as they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the food.
Well, I mean, I was reading something the other day on the Andy Griffith Show that he was the only one that was from the South. All the other actors in it adapted and had the proper accent, but they were all from, you know, somewhere north of the city that they were showing in South Carolina.
And Mount Pilot and all those little areas, those were actual areas where mm-hmm. Andy Griffith was from. And they really tried to duplicate his hometown. And they actually managed to do that because Andy was so down to earth.
Yeah.
And Aunt Pearl is very much like a character like that. Well known, identified with it, stays the same, predictable. It's fun, always funny. Those are memorable characters. I'm very lucky to be associated with a character from a play. I mean, not everybody gets to do that. But I don't wander around like I can't get out of Aunt Pearl. I use Aunt Pearl for fundraising. Mm-hmm. You know, that old comedy lady has raised a lot of money around here in Bartlesville for different organizations.
You know, your cookie sale was outstanding.
Yes, we raised money for the Lighthouse and. Oh my gosh, you know, the symphony, and it never stops.
Well, we do have a little bit of music that we want to give you the opportunity to listen to and kind of get a taste of what's going on. And boy, if I had had just a second or so to plan on this. Corky, good morning. Nice to have you in here this morning. How's everything going?
Real well. Except I didn't get here on time.
We covered for you, Corky.
Corky, I tell you what.
It's a long story.
I'm going to take a real quick time here to do a little bit of tech work, and we will continue momentarily.
The Hollandaise are here again at Kubota Center of Bartlesville. Right now, you can put a whole lot more Kubota orange under your tree for a lot less green. Take advantage of year-end savings and the lowest financing rates possible on select Kubota L&M Series tractors, construction equipment, and hay tools. Don't get left out in the cold. Stop by Kubota Center today for the hottest savings of the year. Happy Hollandaise from Kubota and Kubota Center of Bartlesville. Equipment that works as hard as you do.
Just spending a little bit of time with Corky Davis, the musical half of this music and entertainment special coming up on New Year's Eve in downtown Dewey. Good morning.
Good morning.
There is a great picture of you and your band on the poster, and it is just inviting as heck to say come spending an evening with you guys.
Oh, Charlie, I appreciate that. It's a nice bunch of guys. They're entertaining more than anything else. And we play a lot of Western and Eastern swing music and throw some country in for seasoning.
Well, Aunt Pearl here was saying he wasn't sure if you could produce a Cotton Eye Joe, and I say those guys can play nearly anything. I bet you can get one done.
We can play about anything. Yeah, we sure can. And I know you've seen Aunt Pearl a lot.
Yeah, we tend to frequent the same places together separately.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I'll tell you what, it's an interesting character, mm-hmm. and she's funny.
She is.
And So if you want a good laugh, and actually it's an evening of entertainment, really. That's what it is.
Now, how late is this evening of entertainment going to run? Are you going to take it on up till
12:15?
That's what I was guessing, but I didn't want to put words in your mouth.
Yeah, we're doing it traditionally, and we're talking about it being a warm, traditional, laid back, old fashioned, and that comes with. It's time to go to bed, Mama. But we're doing the balloons and champagne, and I think it's just good. And we were talking about the food, Corky. We're having Giz's best barbecue.
She's a wonderful cook.
She is.
Tell you what, food would be great.
Well, let's leave people with a phone number that they can call and get tickets. I know it's the published phone number for Ahava Cafe.
Yes, but it is. But you can leave your reservation. And that number again is 918-440-2393.
Okay.
And it's for the Aunt Pearl's Old Fashioned New Year's Eve with the Corky Davis Cowboy Swing Band.
And you are invited, and in the words of Andy Griffith, it'll be fun.
Well, Charlie, thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you very much. And that's a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400 K1, brought to you by First Baptist Church.
I'm Randy Ritter. Officials now say the Illinois River northeast of Tahlequah has crested at an all-time record 30.7 feet. That's nearly 20 feet above flood stage and almost 3 feet above the previous record. Damage from the flooding has been catastrophic. The Highway Patrol helped rescue 14 people Monday who were stranded in two homes flooded by the river.